Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. In Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Yes, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
Hallelujah. Some of you know the song, Lift His Name High. Let's sing that one.
Lift His name high, 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 lift His name high. Shout hallelujah, 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 shout hallelujah. We conquer Satan, we conquer demons, we conquer witchcraft, we conquer their kingdom. We conquer Satan, we conquer demon, we conquer witchcraft, we conquer their kingdom. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus.
Jesus is King.
Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Lift His name high. 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 Lift His name high.
Amen. I here this afternoon, singing glorious praises, lifting our hands. If it comes to lifting His name high with our blood, will we still lift it high? Jesus is King this afternoon. He always was and He always will be. It might not look like it. If you look out in the world, it looks like Satan's overcoming. But Jesus is King. That's our hope this afternoon.
And I had some walls around me. Do you ever have any walls around you that the Lord had to take down? Some defenses? See, I'm a school teacher and I had a wall this morning. That is that I come home from school and I'm tired of children. And so, you know, children just leave me alone. But the wall had to come down. It had to come down. Well, there have been other walls like that. One of those walls has been in praise. In praising the Lord. And I really am thankful this afternoon that with you all, the Lord has used you to tear down some walls and giving me some freedom and liberty in rejoicing and praising the Lord. I am just so glad for that. I don't feel all bottled and penned up like I used to. The lid came off the pressure cooker. And I feel a little more free today, and I'm glad for that. Well, what did it? I found a verse in my Bible. It says, praise is comely for the upright. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? Praise is comely for the upright. Praise is comely. The word comely means it's suitable. It's suitable. It's proper. It's fitting. It's suitable. Well, I've been accused of being improper already in praise. But the Bible says praise is comely for the upright. It's proper. It's suitable. We're not off our rocker when we praise God. We're on our rocker. The word upright, praise is comely for the upright. That word upright means those that go straight. Those that follow the rails. And I wonder how many Christians have been accused of being derailed already because they praise God. But the Bible says praise is comely for the upright. For those that are on the rails, those that are on the track. Being able to praise God is a sign that we're on the rails. And if I can't praise God, then I must not be on the rails. Because praise is comely for those that walk straight, for those that go straight. Praise. That word praise itself in the Strong's. Listen to some of the definitions. To sound clearly. To shine clearly. Well, nobody objects to that. To make a show. To boast. To celebrate. To rave, even foolishly. To get beside yourself. That's from the Strong's. Now you put all that together. That is comely, is suitable for the upright. And my walls came down. The walls came down. They had to. Because God spoke. And that's one of those traditions I guess I have too. That when God speaks as clearly as that, and He gives it twice, both in Psalm 33, 1, and Psalm 147, 2, praise is comely. And I'm so thankful for that. It has done a lot for me in my worship. Well, one day there was a man riding on a donkey. Children in the multitudes began to praise. They knew it was comely, but not everybody knew it that day. And so the Pharisees and the scribes, they said, stop them, stop them. Stop that crying. Stop that shouting. Stop that praise. He said, no, we'll not stop them. If they would stop, the stones would cry out, for praise is comely to the upright. Did you ever think about it that it wasn't the Roman soldiers that were trying to stop them? It wasn't them. It was the Pharisees. The ones that knew Psalm 33. Where it said, praise, to celebrate, to rave about our Lord is comely. And that's what the multitude, as they were waving their palm branches that day, that's what they were doing. They were praising the Lord. And it is comely. And it still is today. It's still comely. The wickedness of their heart separated them from those that were praising. There were two groups that day. Those that were complaining and those that were praising. Those that were indifferent about the man riding on the donkey. And those that were praising him. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Brother Wayne Weaver is the one that showed me that verse in the Bible. Out at Andover a number of years ago. You know the rest of the verse? My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Quote it together. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Let's say it again all together. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Who's not glad in the house of praise? The proud. That's right. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Like I said, I didn't like that the first time I heard it. My wall was still up. In the last of the Psalms, you can turn to it, Psalm 147. Those verses. Verse 1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Hallelujah. And then follows that, Psalm 148, Psalm 150. In the last of these Psalms, brothers and sisters, it seems like David is gathering together his choir. He's standing before large balconies. He's gathering them. On the first gallery are the beasts and men. Above them are the hills and the mountains. Above them, the fire and hail and tempest. Above them, the storm and moon and stars of light. And at last, above them and all around them, David arrays the hosts of angels. And then standing there before them, that multitude reaching from the depths of the earth to the height of heaven, David stands as the great choir director. Like the leader of the great orchestra, he lifts his hands saying, praise ye the Lord, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And all the earthly creatures in their song, and the mountains with the waving cedars, and the tempests with their thunder and the rattling of hail, and the stars on all their trembling harps of light, and the angels on their thrones respond in a magnificent acclaim, praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise is comely for the upright. It's for the upright that it's comely, though. In the first chapter of Isaiah, the Lord says, away with it. I'm tired of your incense and your offerings. You need to go to the house of mourning, to the house of repentance, and then come and offer your praise and offer your incense. Today, we can repent of any of our pride that would keep us from rejoicing with those that make their boast in the Lord. It stays like this. That we can prepare to join in John's choir, 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. Prepare your heart for that. It's comely. It's going to be even more like this in heaven. It's going to be more like this in heaven. And I'm so thankful today that I'm comfortable now. I have something to look forward to. It's not going to be an embarrassment to me, I don't believe. Praise is comely. Praise ye the Lord. There's going to be families and groups sharing and singing now. Your families can just take turns and share. Come front here to the microphone. They ask if you girls would move down further to that end of the bench and leave room here if anyone would like to sit here when they come front. So if you girls would get up and move over there, leave room right here. So first of all, families, thank you girls, families in groups, and then the finger youth will be sharing several songs. After they sing, then the children from the Revival Corps will be sharing some recitation and singing, and then the chorus from the church here. And then if we have time, we'll sing together some more after that. We'll see. I'm going to sit down now. I'm not sure who's going to be first. Sometimes it takes a little while for the first ones. Who's going to be first with a family or a group? I want to volunteer.
Sing unto the Lord a song of gladness. Let the earth proclaim the joyful sound. Lift up your voice and now rejoice. Tell the world a full and free salvation. Tell how Jesus died.
You can't
To me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. they shall be as white as snow. They shall be as white as snow. Hear the voice that entreats you, O return ye wondrous love. Hear the voice that entreats you, hear the voice that entreats you, O return ye unto God, O return ye unto God. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. Look unto me, people, saith the Lord your God. He'll forgive your transgressions. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. And remember them no more.
Did you ever read of dear old Brother Enoch? How he walked with God and stayed close to his side? How the devil tried in vain to separate them? So God came and took old Enoch for a ride. Then again we read of dear old brother Moses, how he died and God came down to bury him. Then the devil came disputing o'er his body, and the devil was defeated again. Then Elijah met the devil on Mount Carmel, and he put him to the test, as you all know. And the fire of God came down upon the altar, and the devil there received another blow. So he cast the Hebrew children in the furnace, and he cast old Daniel in the lion's den. But he found these men of God too hot to handle, and the devil was defeated again. Then we read how little David met the giant. In the name of Israel's God, he knew he'd win. With a slingshot and a stone, he slew Goliath, and the devil was defeated again. So he came and pestered Job with great affliction, and he said, curse God and die, for you have sinned. But Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and the devil was defeated again. Then the devil sought to kill the Christ of glory. From the manger to the cross he hounded him. He rejoiced when Jesus died on Mount Golgotha, and his cup of joy was full up to the brim. All the imps rejoiced to see our Savior buried. So they said, the battle's over and we win. For Christ arose up from the dead, a mighty victor, and old Satan was defeated again. The Lord will fight your battles if you'll let Him. He will lead you safely through this wicked land. With the fullness of His grace He will engulf you. He will hide you in the hollow of His hand. He will fight the devil off when you are dying. Heaven's door will open wide to let you in. As you enter you can shout, goodbye, old devil. I'm through with you and you're defeated again. I'm through with you and you're defeated again. Jesus sits by the throne and He's praying for me, interceding that I might know sweet victory. Though the road may get rough, if you're one of His own, you can be of good cheer. Jesus sits by the throne. When I'm faced with a challenge, my heart almost fails. When I feel the fiery darts
with faith like old Stephen, I find my mind drawn when I see Jesus smile as he sits by the throne. Jesus sits by the throne and he's praying for me, interceding that I might know sweet victory. So the road may get rough, if you're one of his own, you can be of good cheer. Jesus sits by the throne.
In the deep of the night, through the heat of the day, he's pleading my case, winning grace for my way. The Father above always honors the Son. What Jesus requests, the Father says it is done. When Stephen stood tall and did God's command, the people rebelled, they did not understand. As his life slipped away, stone after stone, heaven's angels all cheered when Jesus stepped from the throne.
Jesus sits by the throne and he's praying for me, interceding that I might know sweet victory. Though the road may get rough, if you're one of his own, you can be of good cheer. Jesus sits by the throne. You can be of good cheer. Jesus sits by the throne.
Amen. Who can move the mountains that are hindering you today? Who can pick them up like pebbles, clear them from the way? Who can prove his power when a Christian kneels to pray? It is Jesus, he's the one. Jesus holds all power in his mighty hand divine. He's the one who heals the sick, turns water into wine. He makes all things possible and he's a friend of mine. Blessed Jesus, he's the one.
Believe in our God, even though I can't see him.
together to have God in the very center of our home life. It's urgent that we beseech the Lord throughout each day to bless our efforts and crown our lives with His love.
Lord, give us Christian homes, homes where the Bible is loved and taught, homes where the Master's will is taught, homes crowned with beauty by love and wrath. Lord, give us Christian homes. Lord, give us Christian homes.
We readily acknowledge that the Lord gets all of the glory for any testimony of peace and harmony that our homes put forth. Satan surely opposes a home that desires to live for Jesus. Let's listen in on his method of attack.
The Wreckers of Homes. The prince of the legions of darkness was sitting, ensconced on his teetering throne, awaiting an army of specialized demons whose job was the wrecking of homes. They were due to report on the war they had waged, and soon they came cantering hither. From the four winds they came, the demons and imps, from yon and afar and from thither. Report, barked the prince. One by one they came forward and told of the homes they had wrecked, wantonly, shamelessly splitting them up with a pitiless, morbid effect. I drove the wedges, said Jealousy slyly, a shriveled black imp with a glare. I invaded their thoughts with satanical skill. It's a cinch when I break up a pair. Oh, yes, sneered Mistrust, I'm far more effective. I sit on their shoulders and whisper. I perch there, for instance, and say to the wife, he's a teller of tales, is your mister. Next I say he's a liar, then say he's unfaithful, then I say, you just watch him a bit. And before very long, she sees all kinds of things. And I prod her to tell him, I quit. Ha, you're not half as successful as I, Infidelity said with a grin. You are merely the doubt, but I am the deed. I've got medals to prove that I win. Ho, ho, laughed old Alcohol, veteran demon. You'd seldom have won but for me. I take special delight in breaking up homes, he chuckled with hideous glee. Up piped an imp, Carnal Courtship by name, if it were not for me, and he cackled, if I had not got them all started off wrong, you big shots would feel mighty shackled. Boredom and laziness, incident, nagger, and cruelty all took their turn. Spite made a hit, and hatred another, with tales that would make your ears burn.
Did you get them all? Roared the prince from his throne. They were shamefaced and suddenly still. They shriveled in silence and trembled with terror, appearing dejected and ill. Report, the prince thundered. What have you to say? One quivered. You simply don't know what it's like in some homes. We are demons of darkness and simply can't get through the glow. What glow? Screamed the prince. We don't know just what, said the imp with a tremulous grin. For one thing, they start off the day with a prayer, and that kind, well, it's hard to get in. Pshaw, said the prince. It is true, counter Jealousy. Oh, you don't know how I've tried. I have pounded their ears, I have battered their brains, but I had to get out ere I died. The moment I come to the husband or wife, they call on the one, you know who, and he comes, and I haven't a chance in the world. In that case, prince, just what would you do? And I, sir, said Hatred, have neither a chance. Not a ghost of a chance, I say. When a fool keeps whispering to his wife, I love you more every day. You can't say that I haven't tried, pouted Anger. Sometimes I will even get in. And just when I think I am winning the battle, they jump up and call me a sin. I said, oh, laziness lolling around, if Hatred can't do it, why bother? For with love in the way, those husbands and wives do nothing but slave for each other. And I, mumbled Boredom, I know who's at fault. It's that foe who again is alive. They sing about him, and they talk about him, and I haven't a chance to survive. Carnal Courtship crouched low, so the prince of the ranks would forget that he even was there. He spied him in spite of it. Carnal, prince roared, why did you not tempt every pair? I tried, quivered Carnal, but what can you do? Some won't even bite. Some repent, and the enemy comes, and he chases you out. And, sir, when he sends, you are sent. Are there many homes left where we haven't a foothold? The prince of the specialist queried. Quite a few, sighed the imps. They are simply impervious. They've left us all weakened and weary. Those marriages last, though, 25 years. It's a cinch that they last for life. They get harder and harder and harder to wreck, those homes where the husband and wife have Christ as the head, and they all pray together, are submissive and loving and true. And frankly, we'll tell you, to break up that kind is more than we demons can do.
Love is patient and kind, slow to anger. Love delights in truth. There is nothing that love cannot face, and love endures. Love endures.
Storm clouds gather, keep me
there. The sun comes shining through.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Effort of Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.